Mr. Roland Alfonso, Rolando Alfonso, was born in Cuba to Jamaican parentage and then returned back to Jamaica and became a huge star of the recording scene, but also the previous live music scene that preceded the rise of the sound systems and preceded the recording industry in Jamaica of popular music. Roland Alfonso there with Sound Dimension on his own composition, Bitter Blood. Next up, like I said, many, many different groups got their start at Studio One, including the Wailing Souls right here. Talk too much. Wailing Souls right there. Norman Davis, Winston Pipe, Matthews, Lloyd, Brett McDonald. And make no mistake about it, if you can hear the similarity to the Wailers, the early Wailers stuff, they were coached and trained by the same man, Mr. Joe Higgs from Trenchtown, who also recorded at Studio One. Was amongst the first people ever to record pre-Studio One for Sir Coxone Dodd. All right, next up, Pirate's Choice, Brentford Rockers. Thank you. All right, the Brentford Rockers was a generic name that was used during a certain time period in the late 70s, or during the 70s, for any musicians playing there at Coxone Downbeat Studio here, credited again alongside Willie Williams. Studio One Dubwise.
A lot of people won't get no supper tonight. A lot of people going to suffer tonight. Cause the battle Siration, it's Armageddon. A lot of people won't get no justice tonight. So a lot of people going to have to stand up and fight now. I say, but remember to praise Jehovah, and he will guide you in Armageddon. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa.
Oh man, right there, Armageddon time, dub-wise. Willie Williams on the vocals, and of course, Mr. Jackie Mittu out there on the organ. Next up, more instrumental style Studio One business, Death in the Arena.
Thank you.
Mr. Roland Alfonso on tenor saxophone. Soul Vendors backing group Death in the Arena Extended. And of course, that's taken from some American music there, but this isn't.
Travel up the old rough road to find my breed, to find my breed. They call me now creation. Brave enough, brave enough, brave
Winston Rodney, a.k.a. The Burning Spear. All right, that was Dubwise Creation Rebel. Next up, one more from Burning Spear, Dubwise Studio One. This one comes from Mellow Dub, and it is Rockin' Time. Thank you. right, I messed up. That is Rockin' Version, but it's not a version of Rockin' Time. That's all right. Next up, Reggae-matic Sounds here from Studio One. And like I said before, when Coxone Dodd wanted to just cover someone else's material, he would employ some generic names like the Freedom Singers here on a cover of Sweet Sensation, which was originally done by the Melodians for producer Sonia Pottinger, or possibly at Treasure. I'll have to look that up. But first, Studio One Reggae-matic Sounds.
I can feel those trees walking over when you enter. No, I feel those pains taking over, 'cause you say goodbye.
A Studio One copy of a tune called Sweet Sensation, which was originally done by the Melodians for Beverly's Records producer Leslie Kong. All right, next up, get ready, rock steady, the one and only Norma Fraser, longtime Studio One stalwart.
Won't say I
Beautiful tune right there, but that's the version side, sound dimension. People Make the World Go Round, and the vocals was the lovely Hortense Ellis, one of the great queens from Studio One. Her brother also recorded there, even from the very beginning, way before Studio One, actually, from the very beginnings of Clement Dodd, Coxone Dodd, producer, from the beginnings of his work as a producer. So next up, Alton Ellis, but here, in the first incarnation that he ever sang in, which was a group, a duo called Alton and Eddie, Alton Ellis and Eddie Perkins, pre-Studio One right here. This is an old one.
Can't you are the only one that I adore. All the days, all the nights, all the years and all the time for you. Can't you tell? Can't you see that no one else can do? Don't know I love you so. That broke my heart, but still, you're the only one that I adore. All the days, all the nights, all the years and all the time for you.
Mr. Alton Ellis raised in Trenchtown alongside Eddie Perkins, his original singing partner Alton and Eddie, very successful in the first phase of recording music in Jamaica. And you can tell that that's pre-ska right there. All right, Studio One. And that was actually, like I said, before Studio One. So, saluting Studio One here today at WRUV FM Burlington. Full playlist located at spinatron.com/WRUV. Connect with me in any way, shape, or form. Facebook.com/jawred802. As well as Instagram, DJ Jawred. We're going to just try to get right through it here and get back into the music because we have so much music here. Studio One, barely scratching the surface. Keep it locked.
In order to maintain the iconic industries that define Vermont's rural charm, hundreds of migrant workers are forced to experience unjust working conditions. The dairy industry, in particular, is a key culprit of mistreating Vermont's roughly 1,500 migrant workers. According to MigrantJustice.net, an immigrant-led organization seeking economic justice for migrant workers in Vermont, Vermont migrant workers often work up to 60 to 80 hours per week and are systemically excluded from worker and housing rights protections that other Vermonters are entitled to. What can you do to help? Start by learning about where your milk and other dairy products come from. Are the conditions at these farms equitable and humane, or do your dairy products lead to the exploitation of migrant workers? Thanks to the work of Migrant Justice's Milk with Dignity program, around 65 farms in Vermont and New York are covered under the program, in which workers are offered fair wages and humane labor and housing conditions. Check out MigrantJustice.net to learn more about this issue here in Vermont. This message is brought to you by your DJs at WRUV FM Burlington.
All right, back to the Studio One. Some people don't understand how violent the Jamaican music sound system culture had become during the 1950s due to the fact that it was tied directly to the liquor trade and there was a lot of money at stake. And so as a result, when both Duke Reed built his Treasure Isle studio and Coxone Dodd or Clement Dodd built his Studio One in the early 60s, there really wasn't a lot of people that were recording at both studios because of intimidation tactics and other stuff that was used by the producers and the people around them to keep their hit-making singers there, because Jamaica never had an effective copyright law for music until the early 90s. So at this point, it was kind of Wild West. So very few people were able to go back and forth between Treasure Isle and Studio One. So Studio One's main rival was Duke Reed's own Treasure Isle studio. So, named after his liquor store, by the way. All right. One of the people that was able to do that here, one of the few people, Alton Ellis was one of them. The other one here, one of the other ones was Mr. Freddie McKay, who recorded this song both at Treasure Isle and also at Studio One. Love is a Treasure, Freddie McKay. ¶¶
used to be, don't you know? Thank you.
Mr. Freddie McKay, extended version, Love is a Treasure, kind of a rough mix there, but I believe that that was probably done by Clement Dodd himself at his own Studio One premises. Like I said, Fred McKay also recorded that tune in a more rock steady style over at Treasure Isle, the main rival for Studio One. All right, take it back to, like I said, pre-Studio One, Mr. Don Drummonds, who was a troubled genius, internationally known and renowned trombone player from Jamaica, who was a formative member of the Scatolites and did plenty of other big tunes before that. So here is some pre-Studio One Don Drummonds on a famous rumba called Green Island.
Thank you.
Don Drummond's died in a mental institution. And that was a long time before that. All right, that was just a few years before that, actually. He passed away around 1969 and had been incarcerated for a murder for the last 4 or 5 years before, previous to that. A murder that was committed on New Year's Eve going from 64 into 65. Don Drummond's right there, Troubled Genius. Next up, M and David, which is Dave Madden and Cedric Brooks. Cedric Brooks plays tenor saxophone and Dave Madden plays trumpet. That tune was called Mundungu, influenced by some of the time that Mr. Cedric Brooks had spent in the United States, specifically around Philadelphia, where he was influenced a lot by the free jazz movement that was going on there at the time. All right, next up, Jackie Mittoo, Wild Bunch. Thank you. Double time, Mr. Jackie Mittoo right there, Studio One, Keyboard King, the Wizard. All right, Jackie Mittoo in the Sound Dimension, Night Doctor, and before that, of course, the Wild Bunch from Scorcher from Studio One. All right, next up we have a tune from Merlene Weber, who alongside her sister, Joyce Weber, was a... they had a group and they sang at Studio One as the Weber sisters. They also did stuff independently. And literally Cynthia, a.k.a. Joyce Weber, her older sister, has just passed away within the last month. So here's one from Merlene Weber.
Look at you one day.
All right. In Jamaica, in near Kingston, there was a school called the Alpha Boys School or Alpha School. And it was run by nuns, started in the late 1800s. And it was a home for children, for boys who were orphans, for who were neglected, and for who were problem children. And they were accepted at the Alpha Boys School, where they were offered training in different trades. And one of the trades was music. And so many, many of the musicians that passed through Studio One and the singers had been resident at Alpha Boys School in Kingston. And the band leader for Alpha Boys School at that time in the 60s, 50s, and into the 80s was Mr. Lenny Hibbert. And you can hear him playing vibraphone on that last track called Chinese Beauty, Lenny Hibbert. All right, Alpha Boys School still exists, by the way. And they have an Etsy shop, and they also have an Instagram page. And you can buy merchandise from them, which would support their continued efforts to bring trades to the youth of Jamaica. All right, Alpha Boys School. Next up, Mr. Lloyd Williams. Thank you. Sound of Mansion, Alabama is the name of that one. Probably Mr. Eric Rickenbacker Frater on guitar there because he was there for all those tunes. All right, next up, a little thing from Mellow Dub, Studio One Dub Specialists, and it's called Inspector Roper. No, Inspector Robert. All right, next up, the very lovely Marcia Griffiths with one of her massive hits from Studio One, and the tune is called Melody Life, 1968.
To be his wife, it is so good for you to see.
Melody Life. Marcia Griffiths, who of course went on to, well, Marcia Griffiths was a female singer at Studio One. Then she teamed up with Bob Andy and they created some huge hits, including Young Gifted and Black, which was their version of the Young Gifted and Brown. And then in the 1970s, she went on to become one of the backing singers for Bob Marley as the I3 alongside Judy Moat and Rita Marley. So that was Marcia Griffiths right there at Studio One with a big hit from 1968, Melody Life. All right, next up, Mr. Delroy Wilson and Ken Booth. And like Ken Booth said, if you don't reach Studio One, it's like you're not reaching nowhere. Brother Delroy Wilson, Ken Booth, won't you come home? Studio One.
I said the train is coming, baby. I said the train is coming now. I said the train is coming, baby. I said the train is coming now. So long now. We will roam this land.
train is coming, baby. I said the train is coming now.
Train is coming. Original vocal done by Mr. Ken Booth right there. Sound Dimension played the backing track, remixed by dub specialist, probably likely Sir Cock's own downbeat, aka Clement Dodd himself. Train is coming, part two. All right, got one last tune here, and it is for the Soul Vendors. So the original, when Studio One opened in 1964, their first studio band was the legendary Scottalites, featuring people like Jackie Mittu, Tommy McCook, Roland Alfonso, Don Drummonds, Ja Jerry, Lloyd Brevet, and Lloyd Nibbs on rhythm section. Then, after the previously mentioned incarceration of Mr. Don Drummonds in early 65, they moved through a succession of other groups. First, the Soul Vendors, the Soul Brothers, Sound Dimension, and then into Brentford Rockers and other things, New Establishment and other things like that. So we're going to leave this very small salute, this very tiny scratch into the surface of Studio One. We're going to end our little tribute for the day with a big one from the Soul Vendors called Swing Easy, a big instrumental here. You've been in tune to Ja Red, last tune. Swing Easy by the Soul Vendors right there. All right, that is the end of our small little all-vinyl salute to the one and only Studio One, or really more specifically, producer Clement Dodd, a.k.a. Sir Coxon Downbeat, who founded and ran Studio One, which has been variously described as the Motown of Jamaican music and amongst other things for its importance. All right, I'm getting out of here. Thank you for listening. 3:59 p.m. It is WRUV FM Burlington, 90.1 on your FM dial, and available online at WRUV.org, where you can stream live or listen to the archives up to a week later, with full playlists located at spinatron.com/WRUV. Connect with me in any way, shape, or form, facebook.com/jared802, as well as Instagram, DJ Jared. If you're interested in the history of Jamaican music, I've got a blog page on Facebook as well as Instagram called All Vinyl Reggae Collections. On Facebook, it also exists as a group page, which allows for some participation. But the static page there on Facebook has over 1,000 album reviews, tons of background information and stuff that I've done over the years. So that's where you can find that. All right. Like I said, 4:00 p.m.